Joining us now from Encore Golf, Brett Blakely joins us. How's it going, my man?
Good. How are you?
We're doing awesome. You guys are busy these days. You got a lot going on, don't you?
Yeah, that'll be an understatement. We've got a ton going on, but it's been exciting.
Yeah, I mean,
great year last year, and we expect it to be even more exciting this year.
When we talked to you guys, I think it was like 2 years ago, you had rolled out the hollow metal core technology golf ball, which, you know, it's a different concept. It took a little bit to get approved by the USGA and the RNA, but you guys got a lot more going on now, don't you?
Yeah, well, that was, you know, that was really a catalyst for everything that Encore is becoming. I mean, it wasn't just, you know, getting the USGA to approve it. That was the second time in history that the USGA had rewritten the rules to allow a new technology on, and that was because of us. So that allowed us to recruit two of the best golf ball engineers that the industry's ever known, that have created all the best balls that everybody's played with, and you know, subsequently have been able to roll out now a full suite of golf balls that, you know, calibers our beginner, the Avant, which is a 65 compression ball we launched the year after, and that's more of an intermediate ball. And then last year we launched our award-winning highest initial velocity golf ball in the market, our tour ball, the Elixir.
Well, let's go back to where it started with the caliber. And this thing was crazy looking the first time I saw it. Basically has a steel, almost like a ball bearing inside it. And like you said, it took a lot of R&D
right.
to get it going. Swing speeds around or under 100 miles an hour. It's softest version of this hollow metal core. How did it work? How has it performed? How has the market responded to it?
Yeah, so the caliber is about the fourth iteration of the hollow core technology. So for the first 4 years in business, that was the only golf ball that we had. And so while we were battling with the USGA, before we were able to get some more engineers behind us to really create a full suite of golf balls, you know, we were pushing that into the market and trying to kind of make it a ball for everybody. And we quickly realized more player trial that we had that it was a phenomenal ball for the people it was meant for, you know, for guys and girls that have trouble keeping it in a fairway and do have slower swing speeds. But for guys that, you know, had a higher swing speed and were a little more skilled, it wasn't the ball for them. What that technology did, though, was effectively take the mass out of the center and push that weight to the perimeter of the golf ball. So same way, you know, figure skater, when he or she wants to slow down from their spin or speed up, they put their arms in if they want to speed up in their spin. And when they want to come to a stop or slow down, you see their legs and arms go outward. So this was basically creating a much more rapid spin decay when you would put a side spin on it, causing a hook or a slice. So that created an average of a 20 to 30% tighter shot dispersion than any ball on the market.
And then we move on to the Elixir, the tour ball that you've come out with. And when I was down at the media day for the merchandise show, I had an opportunity to play this golf ball. And one of the things that I realized early on with this golf ball is it really goes. I mean, it goes.
Oh yeah.
And it goes far, almost to the point where, not picking on the golf ball, almost to the point where I had to think about a half or a quarter club less than I was used to hitting.
Sure.
I mean, it was jump, and even off the putter, I realized it was jumping as well too. So this is a great golf ball, great distance, great durability, good spin. I mean, everything that you want in a premier golf ball, and I'm sure you guys worked really hard on getting that combination.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting and cool because the Elixir is a full circle, from our first technology. We did impart some perimeter weighting in it. The innovation in the Elixir is we essentially took that hollow metal core and we blew it up into, you know, microscopic high density particles. So no longer do you have the stiffness of the caliber. But we were still able to create some perimeter weighting, and those high density particles around the perimeter have not only given it the trampoline off the tee effect that you would get with, you know, I won't even say the name of the ball, but, you know, it has an X at the end of it, one of our competitors. So, you know, that's that's a really good ball off the tee, but not great around the green. And then the, you know, their tour balls are great around the green and soft around the green, but not good off the tee. And with this one, we've been able to both get a trampoline off the tee, but really soft around the greens. And one of the things that those high density particles does, besides creating most accurate, in fact, it's 31% straighter than the top three tour balls because of the perimeter weighting. But it's also a phenomenal ball in the wind. So normally at the tail end of trajectory, you'll see a ball flutter in its flight. And with this, these high density particles actually create a flywheel effect toward the tail end. So one of the things that we heard from all the player testing, you know, the tour players that were getting their hands on in the beginning, they said, this is the best ball I've ever played in the wind. And we think that has to do not only with the particles, but due to the fact that it does have such a high initial velocity. And actually such a high initial velocity, we had a warning letter from the USGA saying that, just so you guys know that, you know, your ball conforms, but you are at the maximum limit for allowable initial velocity. And we all kind of smiled at each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly how we like it. At the limit, but not illegal.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about this ball with the X at the end. Most of my balls have X's all the way across the logo. I mean, when I splurge, I get the French ones, the Rangier. I'm curious, when you start talking about this kind of technology and the R&D that goes into it, when we have club manufacturers on, we talk about the audio of the club, the sound it makes. Do you guys deal with that at all, or is the sound the ball makes when it hits the club face, is that really just the responsibility of the club manufacturer?
No, it's both. It's an interesting question. So it's nothing that what I should say is the first ball, sound was probably the most noticeable attribute of the ball. That when the caliber with a hollow steel core, mm-hmm. it made a loud sound, but it only did for hollowed out drivers. In fact, we didn't realize this until about a year in, because, you know, most of the drivers now these days are hollowed out. So one of the things that we knew is that higher swing speeds, you know, when you would hit that caliber ball, you'd get kind of a ping. I mean, you could definitely notice a different type of sound. And so we figured that had to be just the fault of the ball. Well, we realized it was actually both the hollow driver reacting with the hollow metal core, because at a demo day one time, this guy came and he had an old driver, solid steel, and he hit the ball and there was not one sound. So it was kind of fascinating that this hollow metal core, which we thought was going to make that sound for anybody with a high swing speed, it actually had to do exactly with what the makeup of the driver was. But with both the Avant and the Elixir, those you know, those do not have a hollow metal core, so you're not going to get that ping no matter how hard you hit it. The Elixir, to me, sounds just really, really soft. You know, sounds really pure coming off the club face. But it is definitely a mix of both the club and the ball that create the sound that you hear off the tee. And actually, there was a test years ago that they've done where they had golfers hit and they put earphones over them. And of course, they couldn't see the logo and they could not tell for the life of them compression, stiffness, anything. And these were guys that, you know, would be able to tell you if it was an 85, 95, 75 compression. I mean, these are really skilled golfers. But when they took the sound component out of it, they were not able to discern between the feel. So sound does have a lot to do with the perceived feel of the golf ball.
Now, which one sounds most impressive, hitting a tree or water?
Oh, man. Whew.
These are I have a friend who's concerned.
I don't think that's ever a good sound. Yeah, I think that's a sound you just want to avoid altogether.
All right, fair enough.
We're joined by Brett Blakely of Encore Golf. And, you know, people would say that you have a golf ball that has a metal core in it, so it makes sense that there should be some kind of sensor that this metal core could have to tell me what the golf ball's doing, isn't there?
Well, I know what you're alluding to. So this is another thing that's really cool, I think, about the whole Encore Golf story, is that a lot of our, you know, our most premium innovations and highest end products to date now are all coming as a result of our first patented technology. So forget the metal part in the hollow metal core technology, because what we were able to get passed by the USGA and patented was a basically they said rigid core of 0.9 inches or smaller was now deemed conforming by the USGA. Now, that doesn't necessarily matter for this ball because the electronics in it will make it non-conforming. But the rigid core or stiff core is the same technology that we're going to be able to use to bring out what we're calling the Genius Ball toward the end of 2018. That's what we were showing off at the PGA show, the prototype. So this is essentially a computer inside the golf ball. And you've seen other companies try and come out with smart balls, and that's partly, you know, they're only for putting and possibly chipping. And that's because a driver can put 15,000 pounds of G-force onto a golf ball. So right now there is no company that has technology that can protect the electronics from the speed of a driver, except for us, because we do have that patented. So we're not going to use a metal core. We're going to use a thermal plastic core. Part of the reason we wanted to do that is because we want it to feel and play as similar to a, kind of a mid-range to premium golf ball, so that the statistics are as relevant as possible for the widest, amount of golfers and skill sets. So it's a brain with a ball. It's going to tell you everything that a TrackMan or a shot simulator would do. But instead of having to shoot in front of a screen that is 5 to 7 feet in front of you, and then it using all these algorithms to try and calculate and guess without taking into account any kind of variables that every golfer faces every single time they play outside, i.e. wind. Now this removes all that. This allows you to take your training and learning and getting your real-time analytics right onto the golf course. And that chip inside will immediately use Bluetooth connectivity to basically relay all the data after every single shot immediately to an app on your smartphone.
Now, does the switch from the hollow metal core to this thermoplastic core, does that change your patent? And does that open it up for other people to do it? Or are you still out front on this?
Oh, no. We've made sure, when we came into the industry, we really wanted to position ourselves with that being our anchor technology, and we wanted to make sure that every product that we came out with was patented and had, real, true innovation, or else we felt we would just be a flash in the pan and, not make it to another PGA show. And I think part of the reason we've really exploded, and we had a 400% growth this past year, we expect probably 10 times that this year, is because we do have technology, and we keep adding to the patents and just making sure that all our bases are covered. So this thermoplastic hollow core, this is all going to be this is not something that anybody else can do. We have, I believe, the patents that we got last another 25 years, so it'll be a long time before anyone could try and do that.
All right, so Brett, where can I buy these golf balls? Let everybody know where they can get Encore golf balls.
Yeah, so we've got the three of the regular suite, and those are, we have a national sales force, so they may be in a pro shop around you. We have international distribution too, but the easiest place to go is encoregolf.com, and we spell it O-N-C-O-R-E golf.com, and you can get, the most premium. We would definitely say, and have been, from all reviews and everything, we would say that each of the balls is the best in class. So no matter what skill golfer you are, we've got something for you. And then at the end of 2018, the Genius Ball is when we're looking to launch that. So we'll have to come back on as it gets closer to then, and we can get a little more granular with how that ball is going to roll out and where they can all experience it. It's going to be a real industry changer, we believe.
Awesome. Well, like I said, I played the Elixir ball. It's a great ball. Looking on your site, if you go buy one dozen, it's $35 for a dozen golf balls. I mean, when you're talking about $35 compared to some of the prices for these top-line golf balls, I mean, that's an excellent price.
Yeah, and we actually are launching a beautiful website on March 1st in a revamped loyalty program. And we have a loyalty program right now, but we want our customers to know that, it really is important that they get premium products and don't have to pay a premium price. So with the loyalty program, they'll be able to get the ball for as low as, $29, $28 a dozen, depending on, where they are in their loyalty program. But definitely encourage everybody to hop on and join.
See, there you go, Mike. The more you lose, the cheaper they are.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, if the ball's really exactly. good, I only need one. It's magic. I want to buy a golf ball from the guy who sold Jack his beanstalk beans. That's what I need.
Oh, man. Well, Brett, we really enjoyed having you on this morning, and we'll talk again soon and learn more about all the golf ball offerings that you guys have.
No, I appreciate it very much. Thanks for the platform, guys. Good to talk to you.